Page 66. Exercise C. Understand the grammar. Listen to the conversations and infer whether the speakers are expressing regret or relief in each conditional statement. Conversation 1.
What happened to you? You look like you fell in the river.
Very funny. I got caught in the rain. I didn't have an umbrella and the bus was late.
Couldn't you get a ride with someone?
Actually, I finally did. Ben drove by and saw me standing at the bus stop and gave me a lift. But I was already drenched. You know what, though? I'd still be standing there if it hadn't been for him.
Let me make you a hot cup of tea.
Conversation 2.
Wow, that was a close one.
Yeah. Did you see that guy? He went right through the red light. I think he was speeding, too.
It's a good thing I looked that way when the light changed to green. If it hadn't been for that, we might have had a terrible accident.
I don't even want to think about it. Thank goodness we didn't.
I guess that's a lesson for everyone. Don't count on other drivers observing the law.
Conversation 3.
Hey, Millie, I know it's really short notice, but I have an extra ticket for the Martha's Vineyard sightseeing boat. Stan has to work and can't use it. I'd really love you to come. What do you say?
Gee, thanks, Iris. I'd love to, but I can't. If it weren't for this cold, I'd definitely accept that invitation. I hear the tour is spectacular, and I've been wanting to take it myself.
Oh, no. Do you have that awful cold that's been going around?
I do.
I guess an open boat isn't a good place to be if you have a cold. I'm so sorry to hear you're sick.
Thanks so much for thinking of me.
Conversation 4.
Oh my gosh! This line is so long!
Well, it's to be expected. There were 5 international flights that landed at the same time. Immigration can't handle so many people at once.
Do you think we'll ever get out of here?
Could we please have your attention? Is there a Spanish speaker here? We need assistance translating for a traveler.
I'm going to raise my hand.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you speak Spanish?
I do. Yes.
Do you think you could step to the head of the line with me? We need your help translating for a Spanish-speaking traveler. She doesn't speak any English.
Sure. But can I bring my friend with me? We're traveling together.
Of course. Please step this way.
Wow, what a lucky break. If it weren't for the fact that you speak Spanish, we'd be standing in line until 8 o'clock tonight.
Conversation 5.
Can you believe this? A flat tire.
Oh no, now what?
What do you mean? We'll have to change the tire.
We? You mean you.
We are so late.
True. It looks like we won't make the play. What a shame. And it was so hard to get these tickets.
And we left plenty early.
I still can't believe it. I really wanted to see it. If it weren't for this flat tire, we'd be arriving about now.
Conversation 6.
Sam, what a surprise. This cruise is fantastic, isn't it?
It's really great. Joanne, I was so sorry to hear about your divorce.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. It's been a hard few months, but I'll get through it.
How long were you and Jeremy married?
Almost 5 years. And you know, looking back, I can see why our marriage fell apart. I actually blame myself.
What do you mean? It's never only one person's fault.
Well, in this case, to be honest, I think it pretty much was. I acted more interested in my career than in my husband. I was a regular workaholic, and Jeremy had to spend so many evenings alone.
Can't you patch things up?
No, it's over. Time to move on. This trip has given me some time to focus on the future, but I can't help thinking that Jeremy and I would still be married if it hadn't been for my thoughtlessness.